So anyway, now we can actually do some little bit of meditation to make oneself peaceful and joyful and happy. So you close your eyes, first of all. We start by bringing all our awareness to this moment, here in this hall in Nansen Way, Nonamara, Western Australia, Southern Hemisphere, planet Earth, Milky Way, Solar System, Milky Way, edge of the galaxy, just one little spot amongst infinity of spots. Keep things in perspective. Be peaceful. Be here. And in this moment, we still have our body and our mind. So in order to connect with our body and mind, we need to disconnect from the past and future. In order to do that, and at the same time, just give our body some care, some love, some attention. We do a little sweeping meditation, starting at our feet. Where are your feet positioned now? Don't open your eyes. Just know, are your feet comfortable? In Thailand I was taught that I had stupid feet because my attention was always in my head, thinking amazing theories of theoretical physics. And I wasn't really noticing where I was treading. So have smart feet. Have intelligent toes. Toes that know. How do they feel? We neglect them, so now we know them. And then we move up to our ankles. How are your ankles? Are they relaxed? Just imagine this awareness scanning up your body to your legs. And as they scan up, they give kindness, love, relaxation, peace. You get to your knees. Some people have sports injuries, motorbike accidents, all sorts of stuff. And so give your knees some kindness. It's like saying, how are you, both of you, my knees? And just by paying attention, you can send some kindness, some well-wishing. May you be well, may you be happy. Attention plus kindness equals relaxation and health. Moving up to our thighs, making sure everything's okay. If you do find something which needs to be scratched, then scratch it. If you need to fidget, fidget. It's our way of making sure our body is comfortable. Then to your butt. To making sure that is comfortable on your cushion, on your seat, on your bench, whichever way, wherever you're sitting, we feel what is the right position for us. Then we move up past our waist. It's not just the outside, inside. So many organs, and yes, certainly is my colon there. Some people have irritable bowel syndrome because they don't pay enough attention to knowing what's going on there, feeling it. No need to give it a name. Know it. And see if you can relax. Mindfulness allows you to have feedback. I move this way, does it feel more comfortable? No, so I move back again. Finding the most comfortable position for my body, and even inside my body. I can notice a sensation which says, maybe this is not relaxed enough, it's not at ease. And I can notice that and realize that the attitude of my mind, how my mind looks at that, can change how the feeling is. My mind can relax the body. And I focus on those parts of my body until they're totally relaxed. And then I move up. Up above my waist, below my chest. Just to see if there's anything there. I don't need to be an expert in anatomy and know what is what and the names of this part of my body. I can just feel, just know, without needing to give things a name. Once I can feel it, I can relax it. Just knowing something gives you some power over it. I use that power kindly. I can feel those sensations. Try this, try that, until you know which one makes those sensations feel better. What relieves the tightness? What takes away any sort of compression or squashing? What allows the body just to open up and be at ease? It takes away the pressure which causes that strain which sometimes feels you can't relax, it's just all tight inside. How can you make it less tight? The awareness of a small part of your body and the letting go, or the kindness, allowing things to be. That relaxes. Then you move your attention up to your chest area, feeling any sensations, pain, anything there. Always imagine these things like strings which are stretched. It's called stress. You let go at both ends. Everything just gets loose and peaceful. And you move out to your shoulders, making sure that those are given some attention and they can relax. Down your arms. Your elbows. Check in as you go past. And if you need to linger there to heal, to relax, then please do so. And then to your hands. In meditation, there is no posture or physical position which is correct, which you see in books. You know, with the book of your own awareness in the present moment, this moment is where you learn and know what's comfortable for you right now. You feel it. You don't believe it. It's why one of those quotes, the two types of religion, those which bend the truth to fit the beliefs, and those which bend the beliefs to fit the truth. And the truth is what you're experiencing now. So don't believe this must be right, that must be right. How does it feel now? The truth of your own present moment experience. What works? And then you go back up to your shoulders and your neck. Feeling, being kind, relaxing. Up to your face, all muscles relaxed. Just checking if there are some muscles there which are tight, grimacing. See how I can relax them. Even smiling lessens the pain. And feeling those muscles around the eyes just get all loose and free, nothing squashed or stressed or tight. That will lessen fear. So when the body is relaxed, that you can feel some re-energizing, recharging. But I like just going to behind my eyes, the brain. Oh, we use our brain far too much. So now is the time to relax the brain. Don't give it any work. So you can just be at peace, be still, recharge. No one is judging you. No one is going to pressure you to achieve no goals just now. So your brain can take some time off trying to live up to all these demands, your demands and other people's expectations. All of that can just vanish just for the few moments. It's like leaving the world. Now just notice my whole body just sitting here. I've been quite meticulous, looking at every part of the body, relaxing them one by one. My body feels pretty at ease. Obviously I've been doing this for a long time. But even you just relax your body so much. And it feels delightful. The pleasure of a relaxed body.
recur to my mind, by which I mean my peaceometer. How relaxed am I? How relaxed are you? How peaceful or how agitated, how tight and worried? Give it a number from 1 to 10. 1 is really peaceful, 10 means agitated. 1 to 10. Whatever number you come up with, see how that number can be reduced. You get closer to deep peace. What makes you disturbed? What makes you tense? You learn the cause of peace inside of you. You learn your own direct experience, trial and error, what makes you more disturbed. Just like you learn what food your body tolerates and what food it doesn't. Often when you start getting peaceful, it gets quite pleasant. I'm on the lookout for the delight of a mind which is content, happy to be here, not struggling, but free. And if you do become aware of your breathing, which is part of the process of meditation, just breathe in peacefully. Breathe out, let go. Breathe in peace, health, energy, safety. Breathe out, let go of any negativity. is getting close to the end of a meditation. Only one moment long. How do you feel? How free do you feel? Coming close to the end of the meditation, so in a few moments I'm going to ring the gong. See if you can listen to every sound of that gong. And only when the last sound disappears, then to come out from the meditation after the third ringing of the gong. So now just relax. In a few moments I will give this evening's talk.